Hello, Siri.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you
Yes,
doing?
thanks for braving the weather and getting up early to
Oh
come on the
yeah, of
Less is More show.
course. Yeah.
So let's just talk about you for a few minutes. We did talk about your brand new album, and it's just self-titled Humbird. But
It's
you,
actually called Pharmacon.
oh, it is, because they
Yeah.
just they didn't give me that information, because this is the not the full art copy yet.
Totally.
Oh, there it is. I see
It's
it.
very
Okay. And
tiny.
I played that song, and it's all so beautiful.
Oh,
So
cool.
let's talk a little bit about you and your band. You're based out of Minneapolis. You're born and raised in Minneapolis.
Yeah, in the Twin Cities, and I live in the Northeast neighborhood now, and yeah, I love the cities.
Yeah. And you started singing and writing songs when you were really young, 12 years old.
I've been doing it for a while now.
And what inspired you? I mean, how'd that all come together? How'd that start?
I grew up in a family where music was really important, and my parents, signed me up for piano lessons, and I sang in church and stuff. But I think I kind of pretty early on was like, well, I have something to say, and I
Okay.
wanted to start writing songs. So my aunt Joan taught me three chords, and then
Oh,
yeah, just kind of ran with it
that is
from there.
so great.
Yeah.
And your father was a preacher,
My
and
mother is a preacher,
Your
actually.
mother. Oh, wow,
Yes, I
that's
know a
fantastic.
curveball. Yeah,
Yeah.
my mom is a Lutheran preacher. My dad is a trial lawyer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And so therein lies the singing. Lots of singing and
Yeah, lots of
community.
singing, storytelling.
So it was
Yeah.
just naturally there. And then I found this very interesting when I was just reading up on you and your band, that they call your music, and this is a folktale and experimental environmental America.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I didn't write
I didn't
that.
think you did, but
I
I
don't
was just,
know
and it,
exactly
you
where
know,
it
it's
comes
in
from,
more
but
than one place too,
yeah,
so.
I think, I, in addition to being a musician, I also try to spend as much time as possible outside and, yeah, do consider myself an environmentalist and work really hard to like be constantly learning more and, engaging with the landscape that I'm in. And I think that shows up in the songs a
Right.
lot. So it's not surprising that people hear,
Yeah.
their favorite
Yeah.
nature experiences in the songs, because mine are definitely in there. So,
Right. And it's
yeah.
always interesting to me how they come up with these things. So I really wanted to talk about that, because
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever heard that experimental, well, environmental America. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now we know. And you were just over in Paonia, and you've spent time in our valley,
I
in the
have.
North Fork Valley.
Yeah,
So.
I'm so lucky. I came out here in 2016 for an artist residency in Paonia, and yeah, I got to be here for 3 months through like the harvest. It was like a bumper crop apricot year. It blew my mind. I'm from Minnesota, so yeah, fruit falling from the trees is just
And so much
that's
they can't keep up with it.
yeah, I was
Yeah.
like, this can't be real. And I made a lot of amazing friends here, and so it's always like just a matter of time before I get to come back, because
Oh,
I
we're
make a
happy you're
point of
back.
it. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's good to be here.
So we'd love to hear a tune. So why
Yeah.
don't you tell us about this one and
This first song I'm going to play is called 48 Hours, and I wrote it after like a particularly exhausting 48-hour period. I was working as a pizza waitress, which, those tips basically funded this album, so I'm really grateful for
Yeah.
that job. And but it's not easy, and yeah, a lot of appreciation for service industry workers. And I think sometimes it's important to write songs about like mundane things,
I agree
like
with you.
yeah,
Yeah.
serving tables and trying to figure out like what's profound in the ordinary moments. And
Yeah, it is
yeah,
not an easy thing. I did it for
it's
years. So, yeah,
yeah.
anybody that says they can just do it. Yeah. It takes a
No.
certain person to be able
Yeah.
to do it. And it's very
Yep.
theatrical. It can be
It
very, yeah,
is.
there's a lot of drama
There's a
involved.
lot of drama. There's like so much memory
Oh,
at
yeah.
play. Like you're the whole shift is usually a memory game, and like how fast can I move and
And
remember
multitask.
everything? Yes.
Exactly.
Not for the faint of heart, but yeah, this song's called 48 Hours and kind of circles around that.
Right.
Yeah. I stand on these 2 feet, 48 hours so. My steps might move the days to where I'd like to be. The web is thick with lies and cheats. I'm one of them, and you're out of reach. I wear these ribbons like a prisoner, ball and chain, a grain in a desert dune, praying to the sun for rain. The air is dry, the stars are true. I wonder how I'll change for you. Watch on glowing screens, scrawling pipes of industry. Later we'll strike chords in bars, wonder who's listening. The room is dark and I cannot see, can only feel what's missing. The room is dark and I cannot see, can only feel what's missing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
We have Siri Unlin here in the studio with Humbird. And she's playing tonight at Steve's Guitars. Doors usually open at 8 and show at 8:30.
Yeah.
And you have bandmates with you. So tell us about your trio or your, how many are there?
Yeah, it's a trio. Okay. On the road with me are my beloved bandmates, Peter Korsfeld on the drums and Pat Keen on bass.
Uh-huh.
They both also do a lot of experimental techniques. And there's a Casio synth. So it's a power trio, but we try to mix it up as much as we can. And,
yeah, great. I love that.
Experiment. Yeah, it's really fun.
So you talked, I also read about you did a fellowship back in 2014 where you traveled a lot. And
I
you were
did.
All, we were talking about Iceland where
yes.
you've been, but you were all over. So, and
I was.
Was that a huge influence on in your music as well?
Oh, massive.
Yeah.
I did a Watson fellowship, which is a year of intensive research. On music and storytelling and how people use music to tell stories in isolated places.
Oh,
so I spent a year in like very remote corners of Northern Europe, in Scandinavia and then the Celtic countries.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was wild and it was so cool. It was like a year of listening is how I describe it because I was seeking out storytellers and musicians and just listening to what they did and asking them questions. And there was a point where I kind of thought I was going to go into academia and keep doing it that way. But ultimately, over the course of that year, I was like way more enchanted by the kind of like grassroots community power of stories and songs. And so going into an academic institution became a lot less appealing and I came home and I started touring and telling stories and playing music. So yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't done that research and I learned so much from those.
I can just imagine.
Yeah. It's yeah.
There is so much in that part of the country because of Iceland airwaves and traveling and seeing music out of Sweden, out of Ireland, out of Dublin, out of Norway. There is just so many incredible singer songwriters. And what I appreciated the storytelling too. Like Eskjar, he's out of Iceland. This beautiful stories that they tell. So that must have been fascinating.
Yeah, there's so much. And I think in some ways it's helpful to travel like very far from home to hear stories and songs because I think it made me a more engaged American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to see my home and my community from afar, which was like such a privilege to be able to do. And it made me like really appreciate things and realize that I had a lot to learn about the place where I come from.
Oh,
so yeah, it's amazing how that works.
Yeah, that is really, that's an incredible story. I just, and you know, you talked about you're adding a little bit of electronic then you see, cause you see that so much now. And my husband and I were talking about it because we just saw Wilco, where that's the band, yes. You know, and I love that. I mean, we all mm-hmm. go back to that. That's the mm-hmm. there's the drummer, there's the guitar player. You know, it's all yeah. solid. It's been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then you'll go and now the ease of a musician, just one person, and they've got everything they need in a little
totally.
I don't even know what you call it, with the keyboard and all the electronics, like yeah. right, but it sounds good as well.
Totally, anything's possible right now. Music,
it really is. Yeah, does it make it more difficult?
You know, sometimes it feels that way, but ultimately I think musicians have more access to tools than they ever have yeah. before. So as much as it feels like the Wild West and like maybe complete anarchy when it comes to like making music and trying to, you know, run a business of music as well, I think ultimately like it's really empowering to be yeah. in control and in charge and to have the access to make like any noise you want to.
I know. It's fascinating.
Yeah. It's a cool time, I think, to be doing this right now.
And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's hard to tour, as you may or may not be learning, but it's hard, especially the more people who get involved, and then totally. Now you can just grab your little electron, just you and maybe one other person, maybe yeah. a lot of just drums. There's a lot of drums added, and yeah, mm-hmm. The possibilities are endless, it seems.
Yeah, they really are.
So, but I love just a girl and her guitar. Yeah, so let's hear another one.
yeah, this next song is called Pharmacon. It's the title track off of the record that I just put out.
Okay.
And the word pharmacon is a word I came across that could mean the poison or the cure. And that just like made my mind go wild. And, you know, before long, a song came out.
Great.
And it felt like that concept really captured the album as a whole. So that's why it's the title track.
Okay.
But yeah, this is Pharmacon. I will be your pharmacon, keep you where wedding day's young. Light your life just like the sun, steal your breath when day is done, love. Like a poison. September is going, gone. I will be your remedy, bring you up and help you see. Hold you close, then set you free. Promise what I cannot keep. Buried deep is a quiet sea. Winter comes and all the small creatures sleep. I will be your rising moon, across the water calling loon. Here and there, but leaving soon, on the end, pining for you, love. You're a fickle rule. Go home, you're drunk. You wander and fool. I will be your pharmacon, keep you well when day is young. Light your life just like the sun, steal your breath when day is done, love. Like a poison. September is going. Go in.
Very beautiful. Thank you. That's Siri Undland, and she's here with Humbird. a great trio, and they're going to be at Steve's Guitars tonight. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 8:30. We look forward to it. We're bringing a crew. That will be so great.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're excited as well.
Yeah. I mean, what a great venue. We're so lucky to have that one. Yeah. So
really special spot.
It is. And we got to get those people out. You know, a lot of people will say it's a Friday night venue, but not so much anymore. There's a lot of shows during the week. And so, and so where are you headed to next?
We, you know, we're really going to haul across the states. We're going to play in Kansas City, Missouri. Next. Yeah, we got to get home.
Right. So you'll leave tonight?
No, we will. We are going to drive all day tomorrow and then sleep and then play the next day. So
The weather can be tricky. So, but it's, I'm sure you'll be fine. Hopefully,
I heard a big storm's going to hit.
Yeah, and it. We had some snow yesterday, but hopefully it'll all be good by tomorrow when you have to hit the road.
Yeah, so, we'll keep an eye on the weather. Right, sometimes we do have to just like peace out after a show and beat a storm.
I know, but I'm glad you get to spend the night and then take off in the morning. So it's been a pleasure to have you.
Yeah,
and
thank you so
we
much,
look forward
Austin.
To the show tonight. Tonight at Steve's Guitars. And you'll listen to Humbird.
Yeah.
And, one more thing. Where did you get the title? What's the of the band?
Oh, Humbird. It's a really tiny town in Wisconsin.
Okay.
That I have driven through a handful of times, and I actually needed a band name when I was coming to Paonia for the artist residency. And we were driving through it, and I was like, that'd be a good band name.
It's
I'll just
great.
Call it that.
All right.
Yeah.
So there you have it. It is hard to come up with a band name. So
it's
probably good that you were under pressure.
Yeah.
Right.
Pressure
and it's,
helps.
It's really nice. So thank you so much, Siri. And we look forward to seeing you tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.